Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Jim Harris, who's presently MD of Fine and Country Midlands and also Newman's. But I'd like to talk to you about your previous roles when you worked for Purple Bricks for 4 years,
yep,
as both Head of Territory Development in UK, Training Director, and also Training in Australia.
Yeah.
How has Purple Bricks changed the UK estate agency industry, both good and bad? Talk to me.
Okay, it has changed it. It's been influential. If we talk first of all, what I'm passionate about is how it's changed the industry for the consumer. That's why I joined Purple Bricks. That's why I still love the model that Michael and Kenny brought into the UK. And in its absolute core purpose, it was to bring around transparency and convenience and honesty to a consumer buying a service that hadn't existed. You know, all the way through my career of employed corporate estate agency, we did what we could to the client in order to get the fee paid at the end of the day. And whether that was to flatter them with a high price to start with, chip away at them, to manipulate them accepting a low offer, for example, or indeed, you know, whatever the environment was been, it was almost deemed acceptable that whilst the customer never found out about it and we hid behind the shroud of secrecy, it was okay. Well, I think Purple Bricks aimed to blow the lid off that and said, you know what, in today's world, that's not acceptable. So the honesty and transparency for me was how it's absolutely changed the consumer's ability. They can see up-to-date information about viewers. They can get feedback direct from viewers. They can see the offers as they come in online. And that transparency, for me, just takes so much stress out of the industry, out of the client's life. So the other thing then was about convenience, and this is what I'm really passionate about. So I watched the travel industry through a previous partner change during the 2000s, and from the might of air tours and going places, which were in every town, every village, all of a sudden it changed, and all of a sudden things like Teletext Holidays and lastminute.com, and then all of a sudden the bucket shop holidays and on the beaches, and all of a sudden the consumers changed in the way that they were buying holidays. They wanted to package it. They didn't want to think that it was being packaged up by a tour operator, and they didn't quite know what insurances they were paying for, what excursions they were paying for. They wanted transparency, and the best way you do that is have a menu and a very clear product and service proposition. So that's where I think Purple Bricks changed the industry for the consumer. And I think there's still lots more to come on that. I look at my buying habits now. I was laughing with my wife yesterday, is that we were both looking for something on Amazon, and she found something that was £3 cheaper than I did, but the delivery was 3 to 4 days. Mine was next day delivery. So even for £3 more, we went for the next day delivery, because waiting 2 to 3 days for a parcel to arrive now seems unnecessary. And as a fast-paced consumerism, it doesn't add value to my life. It takes something away. So when we get to a point of, and this is my point now about how Purple Bricks has changed the industry as well, when estate agents realise that this shroud of apathy or this shroud of service focused on the agent's gain has to be broken down because consumers won't accept it, then all of a sudden the benefit will be one person and one person only, the consumer. They will have a fairer priced product. And by fairer, I do not mean cheap. Like I said yesterday, I paid £3 more on a £6 product to get it the next day. I don't mind paying for quality, convenience, and that quick delivery. So I'm a massive advocate of getting our industry back up to great fees, and seeing the rewards and the return on investment of our agents come back. And I think, strangely, as strange as it might sound to you, Purple Bricks actually have aided that by helping the consumers to understand that they've got choice. When there comes a viable, and it's getting more, but when there's more of a viable local option to have that same kind of interaction, availability from a local expert to be able to have access to information 24 hours a day, which for me is best served with the self-employed model, when customers get that, they will pay for a value service. So inadvertently, maybe controversially, I think Purple Bricks in the future, and Kelly and Michael will be looked back on as setting the scene for the environment of a value-added service provided in a high-quality, transparent way to our clients.
Thank you for your time today, Jim.
You're welcome.